Welcome to Masechta Baba Kama, the first of the three Masechtas that pertain to the halachas of a person's money and property. The Torah in Parshas Mishpatim teaches us that we are responsible and liable for damages done either directly by us or caused by our belongings. Those that are explicitly mentioned in the Torah are what the Mishnah refers to as avos, primary categories of damages. And those that are not mentioned in the Torah but are similar in nature are referred to as toldos, offspring of the primary or subcategories of damages. Our Masechta discusses the halachas of nizakin, damages, of which there are two categories. Niske gufai, the person causes damage, and niske mamainai, one's property causes damage, in which the mazik, the one who damaged, must reimburse the nizik, the one who suffered the damage, for the loss. Today we'll be'ez Hashem learn daf beis of Masechta's Baba Kama. Some of the topics we'll learn about include arba avos nizakin, the four primary causes of damage for which the owner is liable for tashlumin, reimbursement. Hashar, an ox that causes a damage. V'habar, if a person's hole in the ground caused a hezek. If one digs a pit in the public domain and fails to cover it, and an animal fell in and was either killed or injured, he's liable for the damages. V'hamava, as the Gemara cites in Machlekes, mava refers either to Adam, a person, or to Shein, his ox eating, that caused a hezek. V'hahever, a person's fire that caused a hezek if he failed to guard his fire from spreading it to another person's property. Gimel avos nemru b'shar, ha-keren, v'ha-shein, v'ha-regel. The three primary damages of an ox are keren, when an animal intentionally does damage with its horn, such as goring. It depends. If the ox is a tam, has only gored once or twice, the owner is only liable for half the damage. If the ox is a mu'ud, the owner has been warned and the ox has gored at least three times, the owner is liable for the full damage. Shein, literally tooth, when an animal does damage by eating normally for its own enjoyment. Regel, literally foot, when an animal causes damage by walking into another person's field with no intent to do any damage and tramples something with its feet. The four terlades of Karen are negifa, asher shoves with its body, neshicha, asher bites with its teeth, Revitza, asher lies down on something, Uveita, asher kicks with his feet. The Gemara concludes that regarding Karen, Toldesein Kayetzben, the Terladis are similar to the Av in that Karen, the Kavanasi Lahazik, Umamaintra Ushmaras Alacha, Hane Nami Kavanas Lahazik, Umamaintra Ushmaras Nalacha. Just as the owner is liable for Karen, the Av, because in goring, the animal's intention was to cause damage, and the owner did not guard the shur in his possession, so too he's liable for the telodis where it was also the shur's intention to cause damage, and the owner did not guard the shur in his possession.